We are in the wonderful. Maybe we should start learning Tanya. Yes, really. I read yesterday on all of the story of how Rabbeinu and the Bala Tanya, they met a few times, they were talking, which Torah, they were meeting and talking. Amazing relationship they had. They were mamash best friends. Amazing. Bezat Hashem. So, Bezat Hashem, we are in Torah Lamed Aleph 31 in Likutei Moharan, in page 88. We're going to start reading. Vezeu ma she'shalu sabed be'atuna, and this is what they asked the old people, the wise guys from Athens. Itlan bera bedavra. We have a house in the field, please bring it up for us into the city. They asked Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah. Bera. Now Rabbeinu is explaining on based on that piece of Gemara all of the wisdom of what that we learned in Torah Lamed Aleph. Bera, that field, ze bechinat bar umazon, is the aspect of food that grow in the field. Shehu b'chutz ve'le'achorei ha'kedusha, that it's outside and behind the holy place. Bivchinat, in the aspect of ve'istarti panayim mehem ve'ayu le'chol. The verse is saying, when I hid my face. It's a machlokes rishonim. Hid or hide. And then they are able to eat. Then they are going to eat. Means that when the man, it's written that in the Zohar Kadosh, that the time of eating, it's time of a war. And it's written in the way that the man is eating, that is the way that he's with his wife also. Means that the face of the man, how that he is eating, mamash is showing and reflecting the spiritual level that he's holding. And Rabbeinu is writing in that conversation that we just talked about between him and the Baal HaTanya, Rabbi Shneur Zalman Miladi, and Rabbeinu was talking to him about the verse that it's written, "Verachatzu hazonot," that everything depends in how much you're washing yourself from the horrible lust for women. "Verachatzu hazonot" means that the man needs to wash himself from the filth of lust for women. So the way that the man is eating is showing where he's holding in Avodat Hashem. And like that we said already before, that Rabbeinu said that in the time of the meal, this is the time of Harat HaRatzon, the illumination of the will. I mean, if you remember Hashem Yitbarach while you're eating, you're gonna get more will to serve Hashem Yitbarach. And if you have a will for the food, so after the food, after the meal, you just want to go, put your head, lie on the couch, drown in the couch, not to wake up anymore. This is it. 1 in 60 of death. You lose the will to live because you wanted the food and didn't want Hashem Yitbarach. So if you want Hashem Yitbarach, you're going to want Hashem Yitbarach more and more and more and more. Means that you should eat with your mouth and that your heart is going to be connected to Hashem Yitbarach. To have a desire, like Rav Shalom said yesterday in Shabbos Shiur, he said you should eat with your mouth and your heart is desiring to Hashem. You taste Hashem and you smell Hashem and you see Hashem. There is nothing except of Hashem. Hashem is filling all of the world. There is no place that is lack of Hashem Yitbarach. We're dedicating our shiur again for the benefit of Le'ilui Nishmat Kalma Nachman Ben Peretz Herschel, that we remember him always. He's always with us. So, Bezrat Hashem, V'istarti panai mehem. So actually, when Hashem left the man to eat, he's pushing him into the battle zone. It's Sh'at Ha'ochel, the Sh'at Milchama, it's time of a war. And mamash, you have food, you need to know, you're in a risk. You're now planning to eat, there is a war going on the table. This is the time that you need to work, to hold your Kedusha, to be concentrated, not to forget Hashem, not to be distracted by smell and by taste and by eyesight, how that it looks. It's all imaginations. And we have that job, to break the power of imagination and not to forget Hashem Yitbarach for one moment in our lives. Religious people, they have the rule that they need to remember Hashem twice a day, in Kriyat Shema in Shacharit and in Kriyat Shema of Arvit, and this is how they have that obligation to remember Hashem twice a day. But we're not religious. We're Baalei Teshuva. We're not allowed to forget Hashem. We know what happens with us when we're forgetting Hashem Yitbarach. We can be wild. So this is why we need to guard ourselves a lot more. We're not allowed to forget Hashem even for one moment in our lives. We're not allowed to forget Hashem even for one moment in our lives. Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. You need to have the letters of Hashem Yitbarach, the name of Hashem Yitbarach in front of you. Always, tamid, always, always. Ani Hashem Elokechem, this is the second commandment. The first commandment and second commandment, Lo yelachem elokim acherim al panai, you will not going to replace me in no power, you're not going to believe in nothing else except of me. Those two commandments we've been commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. He told us that. The only time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu talked to a nation, and we all died when we heard that. We couldn't accept it. We didn't have the vessel to contain it, but this was the message. Hashem said, Ani Hashem Elokechem. One thing, I am Hashem your God. I am leading you. I'm all of judgments, I'm all of problems, I'm all of sadnesses, I'm all of decrees and problems, I'm all of your private issues, I'm your darkness, I'm everything. I'm your good and I'm your bad. I'm covering you, I'm your outside and your inside. And Od milvado, there is nothing except of me, Hashem is saying to us. And don't replace me. Lo yelachem elokim acherim al panai. Don't believe in doctors, don't believe in lawyers, don't believe in your wife, don't believe in your children that they're going to make you happy. Don't believe in your rabbi that he's going to save you. A man is coming alone to this world and is going out alone from this world also. And he's going to stand alone in judgment day also. If he's gotten married and he connected himself to the righteous people, so the righteous people are going to support him and going to stand by him in judgment day. But you need to connect yourself. It's your responsibility. You have no one to trust except of the Creator. A righteous man that is solving your problems and telling you tricks how to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach and I don't know what, is a liar. The only righteous man that exists is a righteous man that's going to teach you how to develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No sgulot, no tricks, no pidyonot, no money, nothing. Only pure connection with the Creator, love. You love Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem is with you. You have faith, you have confidence in Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem is with you. You're all alone, you're never alone. You're always with Hashem Yitbarach. Always, always, another 6 hours, another 12 hours, another 20 hours, another 1 month, another 4 years, no matter what. You and Hashem Yitbarach are inseparable. You cannot be separated from Hashem Yitbarach. Always. You're breathing Hashem, you're tasting Hashem, you're eating Hashem, you're talking to Hashem. There's no people, there's no human being. You're talking to Hashem Yitbarach. You're all with Hashem. En od milvado, you're not exist at all also. It's Hashem. Hashem Yitbarach showing himself through other faces. Hashem Yitbarach is showing himself through other suits, other costumes. Hashem Yitbarach is the only reality that there is, and there is nothing except of him. And when the food on the table, so this is when the war is starting. If you're going to forget Hashem Yitbarach and start to smell the options. This is why they called fork, a fork. It can become a pork in a minute. In a minute. You can eat like a pig. And then you don't need that fork, you can eat with your hands. So they asked him, please bring that house to the city. Means that in the field, this is the place of the outsiders, of the demons, of the dark forces outside. They want it inside the city, in the holy area, in the whole area of Ktusha. Lapanim. What it means to the Rabbeinu is saying into the face, inside, to the face of the city. Pene ha'ir, like that it's written on Yaakov Avinu, Vayichan pene ha'ir. The city, it got face. The face. They want the house to come into the face. What it means? Shiyeh bevchinat lechem apanim kanal. That is going to be in the aspect of the bread that have the shape of a face. Means that you're eating in front of the face of Hashem. Means that you remember Hashem Yitbarach while you're eating. Means you're not forgetting Hashem Yitbarach while you're eating. You're eating in front of Hashem Yitbarach. And when you're eating like that, you're going to receive huge, huge, huge Yirat Shamayim while you're eating. Every bite that you're going to eat, you're going to chew, you're chewing sparks, holy sparks. This is why the teeth called Shine Bina, teeth of wisdom. And you have 32 of them, 32 teeth of wisdom, because this is how you're chewing wisdom. When you're learning a Gemara, you need to chew it again and again, and you're chewing it and chewing it until you can digest it, until you can understand it, and it becomes to be part of you, the wisdom that you learn. But if you're doing it only with one teeth, meaning you just learn it once, it's like a man that is planting and not harvesting. You need to harvest, and after that you're harvesting, you need to learn it again, to grind it, and then to make a dough out of it, and then you're chewing it and chewing it and chewing it until it becomes to be part of your organs. You digested it and it becomes one with you. This is the way to bring the wisdom, and the food contain all of the wisdom also. Ita aita pare veshadi lehu ve'amar lon afshilu li chavle pare. So he told them, give me how we call those those ropes that made out of fibers. Something that can strands. No. Something that cannot be strands.
Oh, a rope of
The psolet of the
husks.
Exactly. He told them, make me a rope that made out of the wheat husks. Something that cannot make a rope with it, and I'm gonna pull the house with that rope. So they told him, how can we make a rope? So he told them, so how do you want me to bring the house into the city? So the answer to them. So Rabbeinu is explaining that in a deeper way. Ze Shabbat Emuna. It's Shabbos, it's faith. Keperush Rashi, like that Rashi said in the verse on the verse in the book of Dvarim, Et Hashem He'emarta V'Hashem He'emircha. Hashem, if you're putting Hashem Yitbarach on top of everything, like that it's written, Pe'ercha Chavush Alecha, that you're putting that tefillin as a crown, it's on top of all of your organs, meaning that you're crowning Hashem Yitbarach, you're putting Hashem Yitbarach on top of everything, so Hashem He'emircha, so Hashem is putting you also on top of everything else, so it all depends on you. If for you the most important thing going to be Hashem Yitbarach, always when you just hear something, a hint that Hashem is calling, that Hashem's got a certain will on something, and immediately you're jumping, yes Hashem, what can I do for you? Yes Hashem, this is what I want. I want to fulfill your will. I want to listen to you. And this is your real will. Every thought that you're going to have, Hashem going to answer to it. And even before that you're going to pray, Terem tikre'u v'ani ane. Before that you're going to call me, I'm going to answer your prayers. This is what that goes on with righteous people. Righteous people are being answered and answered and answered, and Hashem is opening the path for them. Why? Because Hashem sees loyal people. People that care about Hashem Yitbarach. Kamayim hapanim. Like that you can see your reflection in the water, this is your face. Exactly, this is how that Hashem Yitbarach is looking at you. How that you're looking at Hashem Yitbarach, this is what that you're going to see. When you're dedicating yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem is dedicating Himself to you. Like that Rabbeinu is saying in another place, that if a man wants to have the ability to make miracles beyond nature, he should break his nature. If you're breaking your nature of food, of sleeping, of tiredness, of lusts and desires, if you're breaking those, Hashem is going to break all of the nature for you. And He's going to make miracles for you. You need today something, Hashem is going to bring it to you. You need something else, Hashem is going to give it to you with no connection to nature at all. People are going to knock on your door. People are going to hand it to you. People are going to supply for you things that you just wish that you're going to have them, that you're just going to hope that you're going to have them. Hashem is going to cancel nature for you. No doubt about that. Leshon pare v'shevach. So Rabbeinu is saying that when you're doing that, the thing that you're putting Hashem Barach on top, Pe'ercha chavush alecha, means that you're naming it as glory, as something important. When you're crowning Hashem Yitbarach, actually you're making the name of Hashem Yitbarach to be more honorable. You're making it, you're revealing the greatness of Hashem Yitbarach in your eyes, how much that you respect Hashem Yitbarach. So actually it's a praise. When you're crowning Hashem Yitbarach, it's that you're praising Hashem Yitbarach. She'anu mefa'arin et HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ואנו מאמינים בו, and we believe in him, ואומרים השם אחד, השם is one. This is what that it means, that we believe in Hashem Yitzbarach, that we're saying Hashem is one. And people are saying those words for years on years on years on years, and they don't understand what that they are saying. Only individuals through the generations could understand what it means that Hashem is one. But now, by the merit of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, everyone can understand it. By those wonderful garden books, everyone can understand it. Like we learned today in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, in Masechet Brachot, that a man should say thank you on the bad things exactly with the same heart that he's saying on the good things. Chayav adam levarech al hara'a keshem shemevarech al hatova. A man should say thank you on bad things that happened to him in his life exactly like that he's blessing on good things. שנאמר, that it says, ואהבת את השם אלוקיך בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מאודיך. And they're explaining, בכל לבבך, with all of your heart, with two יצרים that you have. Goodwill that you have and bad will that you have. Means that even if you're finding yourself that you hate someone, that you're talking lashon around someone, and you hate that, you hate that, you don't want to be like that, you need to thank Hashem Yitbarach, even on your Yetzer Hara, even that you're busy in nonsense, even that you're talking Lashon Hara, even that you're sinning daily in front of Hashem Yitbarach, on that you need to thank Hashem Yitbarach. He knows why He's sending you to those low places. Hashem knows why, and you need to know that Hashem knows why, and to believe in Him, that He's got His reasons. That Hashem Yitbarach has got a reason to send you to those places and to fix you. And also, Bechol Meodecha, it's written, Bechol Nafshecha, even when He's taking your soul, even if you feel that you're going to die because of that, this is when David HaMelech, Alav HaShalom, is saying to us, Afki Ikteleni Lo Ayachel, even if you're going to come to kill me, I wish for Him. I hope for Hashem Yitbarach. I always want to see Hashem. I believe that Hashem is good. So what if He's taking your soul? So what? I read yesterday on the students of the Rayats, on the student of the sixth Admor of Chabad, few of his students, his best helpers, stayed in Russia before I think it was in Russia or in Poland, maybe in Poland before of the Holocaust, and he couldn't bring them with him to the ship, to the boat that took them to United States before of the Holocaust. And those two helpers stayed over there, and people that testified that saw them dancing on, before that they've been murdered during the Holocaust, they were dancing on how lucky they were that they had the merit to die on Kiddush Hashem and to make Kiddush Hashem. They were dancing in the guest chambers. They were dancing in the guest chambers. Two best helpers of the Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak de Rayatz Michabad. What can you say? People that understand that they're only serving Hashem Yitbarach, so for them this world is nothing. It's not exist. So you're not going to have that pita. It's not warm. You need to warm it yourself. So what? What happened? Now you're going to slaughter your wife because you haven't made lunch. Now you're going to kill your children because they don't want to make homework. You remember yourself when you were six? Have you ever done your homework when you were six? Once. Tell me once. I'm going to permit you to shout on your children. Once.
I think they did my homework 5 times in my life.
It's all craziness. It's all. You have a will, and Hashem is not answering to you. Hashem is not listening to you. So you become to be angry. Why Hashem is not listening to me? Why the children are not listening to me? Why the wife, she's not doing what that I told her 1,000 times? Who are you? Who are you? Check inside. Who are you? You're pathetic. I'm pathetic. It's pathetic to think that someone owes me something. Who owe you something? You should thank Hashem Yitbarach on every breathing, on every piece of quiet that Hashem gives you in your life. Are you better than someone else that is suffering today? That you have such an amazing life, that Hashem is helping you so much? and supports you and helps you and gives you food and gives you air supply and let you to see, give you eyesight and give you health. You can eat and digest and clean yourself, and you have shower and you have running water, and you can learn Torah. You can be in Eretz Israel. You have such amazing friends, people that supports you, not rebuking you, not insulting you, loving you, accepting you. Rav Shalom said, when your wife is rebuking you, you need to say thank you to Hashem Yitbarach. On what? On what are you going to thank? Thank you, Hashem, that she doesn't know even 1% of the truth. She's rebuking you. She's saying you're worthless, you're a dog, you're mean, you're vicious, you're cruel. Everything she's going to say, it's not even 1% of the truth. And you know that. She doesn't know which filthy liar you are. How filthy you are with all of lust and desires. How many women you're looking at on every day. How many filthy thoughts, mean thoughts you have on her. How much anger and revenge you have on her. And how many horrible thoughts you have. She doesn't know. Hashem makes her blind that you're going to survive. Hashem makes her blind. And if once in a while she's receiving a prophecy that she's rebuking you, it's not even 1% of the truth. And everyone that have a point of truth, not that he's a man of truth, point of truth, going to admit on that. This is the truth. We're so low. We're so not deserved to all of those amazing gifts that Hashem is giving to us. Have the ability to learn Torah. Someone owe you that after that you rejected the Torah so many times. After that you rejected holiness and Kedusha so many times in your life. Every watermelon that is coming to the table, you reject the Gemara, you reject the Torah. Every small thing that seems, every option to gain 500 shekels, 200 shekels. I'm saying 500 shekels. 20 shekels, you're finishing, you have a phone call from your enemies. The enemies are calling you and you're going and you're breaking Torah. To listen to more bad things, to listen to bad news, you're breaking Torah, you're canceling Torah. Not even for good news, not even for your own benefit, just for lusts and desires and for fears and anxieties. Hashem Yitbarach, it's not that we should make him number one. We wish that he's going to be even in the picture as an option. As an option, also to remember Hashem Yitbarach when you have other options. When you have an option to satisfy your filthy body, when you have an option to succeed, to receive tons of honor. Where is Hashem Yitbarach? Is he in the picture at all? You remember Hashem Yitbarach? When we want to serve Hashem Yitbarach, we need to want to sacrifice everything. Not also to remember that there is a world to come. Also. Just to dedicate our lives to that, to remember Hashem Yitbarach every moment of our lives, every moment, to give everything that we have, all of our powers, all of our talents, all of our abilities, all of our money. Rabbeinu is saying that money is even more filthy than tzoah. Is it tzoah?
Excrement.
Oh,
excrement. How?
Excrement.
Waste.
Waste.
Number two.
It's even more filthy than that. People are doing horrible things for money. And you also, me also, all of us, we have those problems. And we need to work on ourselves to break our horrible nature. Nature that we received it because of our avonot, because of our sins. And Hashem Yitbarach, He is judging everything with after trial, with justice. And Hashem knows exactly why He gave you that filthy, filthy, filthy body with horrible lusts and desires. Hashem knows why. And you deserve it, and you deserve a lot more. And He was very kind to give you that body. And not a body with no two legs and with no two arms and I don't know what. Hashem can give you a punishment that really you deserve. And no one knows. We need to believe that it's all with kindness. That Hashem is a huge filter of rahmanut, of mercy. And He's cleaning and cleaning and purifying and judging us in a positive way. And help us. Helps us all of the time. We need to break that whining, the nature of being whining and crying and complaining all day long on every small problem that we have, like Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael could enter to Eretz Yisrael from Egypt in 3 days, I think it's written. 3 days. Instead, because they were whining, it took them 40 years to go. And none of the ones that were sinning had the ability, the merit, to enter to Eretz Yisrael. They could not. When you're crying when you're whining, actually you're judging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not righteous. I deserve more, and Hashem is not giving it to me. And when you're doing that, you're opening your books to yourself to check, because the angels doesn't want Hashem Yitbarach to owe nothing to no one. So they're checking if someone owes something to you, and then they're revealing your horrible debts. What did you owe? And then the man starts to suffer, and he's suffering because of his complaints. You're bringing those into your life by complaining and fighting and arguing and not accepting it. How can you say, I'm not accepting it? It's too hard for me. I cannot do. You're complaining. You're blaming Hashem Yitbarach. And Hashem is righteous. And you should just say thank you all day long. 24/7. Thanks. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you. I bless you, Hashem. I praise you, Hashem Yitbarach. Like David HaMelech. Are you suffering 1% of what David HaMelech was suffering? You have a child like Avshalom that raped all of his pilagshim, raped all of his
concubines.
Wives.
Not wives. No, pilagshim is not wives.
I know, but I'm trying to
semi-wives.
Okay. Try to kill him. Your son, so he's not listening to you. Wow. He's not listening to you. He didn't do what that you commanded him in the first time. 3 times you had to tell him. You were breaking windows, you were running from the house, you were making flat tires to your neighbor's car, you were making fire in the field, you were doing things that if your son gonna do that, you're gonna break his arms and legs. And you know that. And you were doing those things daily. But you, now, about Tshuva, Prince, no one can talk to you. No one can rebuke you. What she's talking about, I'm learning, I'm Avrech, how she's rebuking me, it's a bad wife. The Halacha is saying, you're a bad wife, you're allowed to divorce her, you're allowed to, don't need to respect her, she's not modest, she's not this, she's not that. All imaginations. You should say thank you that someone can bear you, can live with you in the same house. You should thank Hashem Yitbarach. You would live with yourself in the same house? Would you live with yourself in the same house? Would you clean the toilet after that you went in? Would you change your sheets? Would you throw the garbage for you? Would you wash your dishes? Would you help someone like you? Would you sacrifice yourself to someone like you to spend your life with you? Yeah. No way, forget it. You know that it's true. When we're praising Hashem Yitbarach and we're saying Hashem is one, this is when Hashem Yitbarach is saying that we're one, that we're one nation. This is when Hashem Yitbarach is not forgetting none of us. When we're accepting, when we're going to have that merit, that wonderful merit, to accept every thing that Hashem is doing with us, Hashem gonna accept every one of us as part of Am Yisrael. The ones that are still outside of the borders of Kedusha are ones that Hashem haven't smiled to them yet. The only reason that He accepted us is because that He smiled to us. He decided His loving kindness, decided the private supervision to pick us and to bring us into borders of Kedusha somehow. So wonderful. But there are plenty, millions of people outside. Plenty of families. Over 1 million, maybe 2 million families. 10 million people and more in Eretz Israel. To live in Eretz Israel and to live like a goy, it's not a praise. It's even worse. You have something like 15 million, 20 million people, Jews, that are not connected to the Kedusha almost at all. They're not aware to the Kedusha at all. Not aware to the Kedusha at all. If we're going to accept everything that Hashem Yitbarach is doing with us, Hashem is going to accept every one of us. Exactly. When we're going to accept everything that Hashem is doing and we say thank you, Hashem is going to say thank you also to each and every one of us. And Hashem is going to bring them all inside the borders of Kedusha. Everyone should see his responsibility. on why the Mashiach didn't come yet, on why the Beit HaMikdash haven't been rebuilt yet, why Am Yisrael are still in horrible exile, why people are sinning. Everyone should check himself to do as much as he can to fix himself, that he will not going to hold back the light that's supposed to come to reach to all of Am Yisrael. You want to do something kind with Am Yisrael? Go to the field and do tshuva. Go confess on your avonot in the field. Go clean your dalet amot. Purify your dalet amot. And then in every place that you're going to walk, you're going to purify that place. You're going to make yourself holy. Everyone that you're going to talk to, you're going to make him holy also. But if you're damaging your eyes, if your heart is contaminated, when you're opening your eyes and looking at someone, you're not purifying him at all. When your heart is contaminated and you have lusts and desires and you're sharing with someone your lusts and desires, you're contaminating his mind, you're contaminating his heart. Even if you think that you're talking Torah, there is a midrash that is saying that in the middle of the night, the Ashmedai, the head of demons, the leader of the demons, is coming down in the middle of the night and taking his contaminated hands and putting them into the well of Torah. And he's contaminating the water of Torah. And in the morning, the one that doesn't have the merit to drink pure water, because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can separate between water to water. If now you're taking a glass of water and you're pouring it into the Kinneret, to the sea, you cannot take it out again. This is it. It went. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how exactly to bring that drop that you've thrown into the Kinneret after thousands of years. Hashem doesn't have a problem to bring it back. Only Hashem can do that. When you're breathing in Eretz Yisrael, you're breathing Avira de Eretz Yisrael, if you're holy, the air of Eretz Yisrael. Righteous people can breathe, they have a pipe of air, like a snorkel. And they're breathing in Chutz Laaretz, in United States, I wanted to say. They're breathing in United States, air of Eretz Yisrael. They're breathing in Eretz Yisrael, holy air that belongs to Eretz Yisrael. And if your thoughts are contaminated, so you can breathe even in Eretz Yisrael, a foreign air that contaminates the thoughts of the man. Avira de Eretz Yisrael, machkima, gonna make you wiser. And the contaminated air bring the man to have horrible desires and lusts. And it all depends on how much you have a strong will to serve Hashem Yitbarach. And when that demon, the Ashmedai, comes down and put his hands, filthy, contaminated hands, in the well of water of Torah, only Hashem can save you from contamination. Most of the people that sit and learn Torah, how can it be that in a generation like this today, there are more people that sit and learn Torah than in every other generation in the history? There was no generation that Am Yisrael was sitting so many people and learning Torah. There was not those amounts of people, huge amounts of people. Sit and learn Torah day and night. And in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz means that you have it 24 hours in a row that people sit and learn and learn and learn. And Mashiach is not even on the way. He's now waiting for the train that's going to take him to the airport. That from there he's going to catch a full plane, and he's got he needs to rest over there, and then catch another flight to another place. Over there he's going on a boat and he's sailing to the, and then he's going on a wagon that they're going to cross the Sahara Desert, and then after it and on Mashiach have rachmanut on us. He have mercy on us. He doesn't want to come like that. If you're going to come like that, we're not able to accept it. It's going to be a shame. It's going to be too hard for us. If it would be good for us, Hashem would bring Mashiach. You think that Hashem wouldn't bring Mashiach? Why not? Mashiach is suffering. We're suffering. Hashem is suffering. Hashem doesn't want no one to suffer. But it's going to damage us more if he's going to come. We're not able. We're not able to accept him. So he's waiting until that we're going to work on our attributes, until that we're going to be nicer, until that we're going to be a lot more sensitive, a lot more caring to each other. And for that, you can only work on yourself. If really you want to make a change, you should change yourself. When you're going to change yourself, you're going to see that people surround you are going to change also. If you're going to always try to change other people, you're never going to make it. People just going to reject you, going to hate you, will not going to accept nothing from you. People cannot receive rebukes. People don't have that ability to be rebuked. None of us on the smallest thing in the world. Like I told you once, Rav Shalom told me on a certain suffering, horrible suffering that I had, Rav Shalom told me, you need to accept the rebukes of your wife with love. So I told him, Rav, but I do accept them. I'm not answering and I'm doing tshuva. He said, yes, but I said, with love. You need to love her while she's rebuking you. You need to love her after that she rebuked you. When someone is stopping you, holding you back, doesn't let you do what it you want, you need to love him. You need to love him. As hard as it sounds, this is your obligation. You're not allowed to hate your brother, even in your heart. No matter what that he's doing to you, you're not allowed to hate him. If he's your brother, you're not allowed to hate him. And nothing gonna help you until you're going to understand that Hashem Yitbarach, He is the one that is causing that sorrow, those problems in your life. You cannot be saved. Hashem cannot help you until you're going to realize that it's Hashem. Hashem is bringing all of those problems into your life, that you're going to wake up to realize that there is Hashem in the world. And if when it's coming, you're arguing and fighting, so Hashem Yitbarach cannot help you anymore. If you're trying to talk to your son, and when you're talking to him, he's keep on arguing, in the end, you don't have no arguments anymore. And you say, all right, so be as you want to be. I cannot help you anymore. You're not listening to my rebuke. This is the time that we need to believe again and again. There is nothing except of Hashem. Hashem, you're doing everything to me in my life. When you believe in that, all of those things that's stopping you in your life are going to be cancelled. Your enemy is going to become to be your lovers. You're going to be the one that supports you. You're going to be the one that cares about you. Suddenly you're going to see that. If you're just going to bring Hashem back into the picture, you're going to do tshuva. You're going to ask Hashem, Hashem, why are you doing that to me in my life? You're going to ask Hashem, just talk to Hashem, bring Hashem back. Hashem is doing everything that just that you're going to believe in Him. This is our purpose. This is our goal. To know Hashem, to recognize Hashem, to believe in Hashem, to bring Hashem back into our lives. This is our job, and there is no other job. When you're going to have that, wonderful, you can go and you can help others. Before that, you need to work on yourself. This is the main job, daily, to work on my faith, to work on my faith, to believe just in you, to believe just in you. You come into it with the doot, and in the beginning, immediately you start to your requests. Please Hashem, I need that. Please Hashem, do that. Also, it's going to be good for you, Hashem. And you're just convincing and convincing and convincing. And you're pushing Hashem. You're pushing Hashem. Would you enjoy if one of your students, if one of your sons is going to come to you and going to push you? Listen, Arav, I need money, Arav, I need an apartment. Listen, Arav, please, I need money, Arav, I need an apartment. Please listen, Arav. How long are you going to bear him? How many minutes? You're not gonna reject him, you're not gonna push him away. Even if it's your son, the one that you love the most, it's your wife, it's your best friend, start to whine. Start to be nudnik, a jerk. Start to make you crazy all day long. Please Hashem, I want this, Hashem. It's not the will of Hashem. Hashem wants you to open your mind, open your eyes, to ask for Hashem Bach, please Hashem. Help me to understand your way of supervision. What are you doing with me? Why are you blocking me? Why are you stopping me, Hashem? Let me understand your will. Maybe I need to surrender somewhere. Maybe I need to do tshuva on something. Please, Hashem, let me understand you. It doesn't mean that you should stop yourself from long itbodeduyot. Adraba. You should make longer and longer itbodeduyot until you're going to come to that place that you're going to start talking to Hashem like talking to your best friend. That you're really talking to Hashem Yitbarach and not reading lines to Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem, we need a house. 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 Hashem, what with my shiduch? Hashem, what with my shiduch? Hashem, what with my shiduch? Hashem, what with... No. Don't make Hashem crazy. Hashem is alive. Hashem is alive. You need to have mercy on Hashem. The holiest rabbi, the holiest righteous man would reject you if you're going to make him crazy. Hashem Yitbarach, he lets you pray. He lets you pray, but he's not following your orders. Like Rav Shalom said, Hashem is not afraid of you. That you're going to be sad. That you're going to be frustrated. Me? You want to be sad. You want to act like a stupid man. You want to be sad now. Who is going to help you somehow? It's going to support you. It's going to bring you somewhere. Your sadness, your anger on Hashem Yitbarach, that He's not fulfilling your will, that He's not listening to your prayers. You want to be sad. Be sad. You can drown in that swamp of sadness and nothing going to help you until you're going to start working on yourself. I remember myself maybe 6 or 7 years ago, I had a very hard time in my life and I was very frustrated, very sad. And I was, you can say out loud, I was in depression. I was in mamash, in sadness. And it was affecting my house very hard. And I didn't know what to do. And one day, my wife's mamash, she started to scream at me in the house. And I started to cry because I was so depressed. Not because it was justified. I felt like it's justified. I felt like I'm suffering the most and no one care about me and no one understand me and no one supports me. And I just was very far from faith. So I was crying and crying, and she went crazy. When she saw me crying, she went crazy. She said, "Go out from the house." And she pushed me out from the house. And she said, "Don't come back here. I don't want to see you anymore." And she locked the house. And she said, "I don't want to see you with your sadness." And I went out, and I cannot be sad anymore. What am I going to do? It's the worst day of my life. I want to cry the most. But it's going to ruin my life. I cannot go back to the house. What am I going to do outside? So I had to be happy. And I called her and she said, "No." And I told her, "This is it. I'm not sad anymore." She said so. And I started in that day to work on my happiness. To realize that you don't have no reason to be sad. You can justify yourself as much as you want. Alright, so you're going to die sad. Alright. And then in the world to come, you're going to realize that it was a mistake. You can do that. A lot of people done that. No problem. A lot of people came to Judgment Day and they thought that they now are going to get all of their answers. And they've been rebuked. And they've been kicked out to another lifetime. From a lower place. Even. You cannot win Hashem. You can win Hashem only when you're joining Hashem Yitbarach. When Hashem, so to speak, stops you, and He's stopping you, holding you back, that you're not going to progress in Avodat Hashem, then when you're fighting on that, and in the end you convince Hashem to let you, then on that it's written, Nitzchuni Banai, Nitzchuni Banai, that Hashem is happy that you won the war, the battle, that you won Him, that He said that you're not worthy, and you've shown Him that you are. Wonderful. On that Hashem is happy. But to force Hashem to do things that Hashem doesn't want, it cannot be. Only Hashem's got the will that matters, that counts. When Hashem wants something to happen, it's gonna happen. Hu amar v'yehi, hu tziva v'yamod. Hashem ta'or kitov, Hashem sees something and it becomes. Hashem wants to do something, it's happened. Nothing can happen if Hashem doesn't want it to be. And nothing that is happening cannot be, if not that Hashem wanted it to be. This is it. And even if you cannot understand it, and you cannot accept it, and you have a lot of what to say, you can say, wonderful. We're recording every word, don't worry. I'm going to let you hear yourself in Judgment Day. How much you were whining, how much you were complaining, how much you were not thanking, appreciating what that you were receiving from Hashem Yitbarach, how much you never said almost ever thank you on all of the wonderful things. Every word of Torah that you learned, you're going to have a reward to the world to come, and the reward on every letter of Torah that you learn, every letter, not even every letter, even a vowel. If you learned a vowel, how to the point chirik in the holy letters, the smallest, just a dot, a chirik. If you learn that, it's Torah. Even on a chirik, on a dot, that you learn in vowels, you're going to have a reward. And this world cannot contain that reward. Means that the reward that you're going to receive on one chirik that you learn, on one letter that you learn, going to be bigger than all of the wealth, all of satisfactions, all of beautiful sights, all of smells, all of tastes, all of gold, diamonds, I don't know what, windsurfing, whatever you like to do. All of that, the reward going to be a lot bigger than that on one letter of Torah that you learned, on the smallest mitzvah that you kept, on every moment that you spend in Eretz Yisrael, on Shabbos meals. You're eating and you're going to be reward on that. You're going to have a reward on that. You're eating. You can say, this is the reward. I'm enjoying. Limud Torah. You're going to receive reward on a class that you went in and you sat and enjoyed. You're going to have a reward. A huge reward on that. The reward is that you're sitting and learning. No. We want to pay you more. Extra. More. Never going to end. How many thanks you should say to Hashem Yitzbarach? This is why it's written that the purpose of the world to come is to praise Hashem Yitzbarach and to thank Him. And this is why we need to have an eternal life, because you can never finish thanking Hashem Yitzbarach. You're just going to thank Him on everything that happened with you until today. And then when you're going to finish, after 1 billion years or so, you're going to start saying thank you on the fact that you were allowed to say thank you to Hashem Yitzbarach. Never ending story. No. You know that song? Or only me? Only me. You don't know nothing. Maybe we're going to start singing those songs. Oh, you don't know those songs. I know them alone. Yes, you want to learn a little bit more? So let's. We have another 5 minutes. We're saying Hashem Echad. Veshad Eleu. Zebechinat Brit, when he's saying to them, and I'm going to bring it to you, this is the aspect of covenant. Bechinat Shaddai, Shadeleu, the aspect of Shaddai. This is the name of Hashem Yitzbarach that is showing to us Shaddai. Why Shaddai? Why the name Shaddai? This is the name that is teaching us about holiness. Because Shaddai, the explanation of the name Shaddai, it's She'amar Le'olamo Dai, that Hashem said to the world, stop, means putting borders. This is a holy man, a man that God borders, that he controls himself, that he knows where to stop, he knows to breathe, he knows to stop, he knows not to sin. He controls himself. Moshe Beruchu. Vechavle, and those robes, ze bechinat ahavat chesed, shemitgalim befuma de'amak anal, that the loving kindness that being revealed when the man is holy. Only when a man is holy, he can really love his wife, he can really love his children. If he's not holy, so all of his love depends in how much respect and satisfactions he's going to receive through that relationship. But when he's holy, means that he's just giving and just giving and just he cares, he doesn't want to receive nothing, then he can love. Then it's love and not lust. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, בחבלי אדם המשכם בעבותות האהבה. This is a very good verse. בחבלי אדם המשכם. Hashem is saying on the future to come, on the salvation, on the גאולה שלמה, that He's going to pull the people in robes of people. He's going to bring the people with robes of people. בחבלי אדם means הפצה, means distribution, means that you can pull people, you can be a rope to pull someone. Just that you're gonna know that
the Ritzon also. Ritzon brings other people's.
That our friend Nisim, he made it. He gave the President Obama the Universal Garden of Emuna.
Yeah?
In Motzei Chanukah, he handed him the book. That President Obama has it.
That's it. That's it.
He got the bullet.
Should be
bar
and pay us any day now.
Amen.
Jerry could all pay us, but he'll have pay us. Okay.
Amazing.
Wow.
A huge shkoyach. היינו על ידי שבת וברית, by Shabbos and by covenant, נתגלה אהבה כנ"ל, the love being revealed. ועל ידי אהבה, and by, through that love, באים לבחינת לחם הפנים כנל, we can eat in that aspect of לחם הפנים, to have that יראה שלמה, when we love Hashem. עד כאן לשון רבנו זיכרונו לברכה, until here, רבנו said the Torah, the next part is explanations of Rabbi Nathan. Thank you very much.